It's Audio Mo, 2022, day 20. I'm trying to be upbeat, especially after yesterday's sort of life-affirming music from T-Bone African All-Stars. But no, our Prime Minister strikes again. Let's call today Carrygate. So last week, the Times newspaper and the Daily Mail Online both printed a story about how when Johnson was Foreign Secretary, he wanted to install the then Carrie Simmons, who is now his wife, to the position of Chief of Staff at a minimum salary of £100,000 a year. This was the Carrie Simmons that he was having an affair with, while his wife of 25 years and mother of four of his we don't know how many children was having chemotherapy. So the story gets printed in the early editions of the Times on Saturday, and it's online on the Daily Mail website. And then, weirdly, it disappears from later editions of the Times newspaper and disappears from the Daily Mail website. And then today, they've admitted that Downing Street had a word with the press to remove the story. We have a free press in this country? I don't think so. I don't really need to say any more, do I? It takes Brassneck to a whole new level. I really hope there's more coming out. There's a rumour going around Twitter that there's talk of an injunction because there's other stories yet to come out. But I just do not understand how anyone voted for that. I've stopped myself there because I was going to use language that some people may know as coarse language. He's just beyond being a prick. Right. We've got 9 more days of Audio Mo. I really, really, really am going to try and not do another Tory bloody Brassneck rant between now and the end of the month. Let's end positive, kids. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Bye.